Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again from the well-rehearsed professional audience having mall in Rosemont, Illinois. That's right, we're back at Zany's Comedy Club for, I bet you somebody in the audience knows. How many times have we done it here? Is this the fourth, fifth, fourth? Thank you. Third, says somebody else who missed one. I'm always thrilled to play here, a little saddened by the recent loss of Toby Keith's. I love this fucking shit show of an IRS dodging, usually empty restaurant. That place is huge. Now it's Joe's, what is it? Joe's City? Joe's Live. And then it also says Bub City. What is Bub City? Am I stupid for not getting it? Barbecue? Mean bub means barbecue? Ugh. And so it's just picking up the mantle thrown down by Toby Keith of they're going to have like country western acts in there. Is that the idea? All right. Maybe I'll check it out one night. It's Wednesday. May the 4th be with you. Let me see those Star Wars name tags. I thought there might be a few. Holy crap. We got right in the front row, the Empire Strikes Back. What did you, it says Star Wars, but then you wrote K instead of May, K the Force be with you? Okay. Sarah 3PO, fair enough. You may have noticed I'm ignoring the ones that aren't Star Wars. Empire Strikes Brooke should fight with Empire Strikes Back. Yeah, you guys should fight it out. There's a big Star Wars poster there that is so reflective that it's mostly me that I'm seeing. But good job for you. What, Sean what? Sean Wars? Okay. And then we got people without Star Wars are just putting them down. Like, why do I have to hold this? We got a Stormtrooper helmet for, like, the world's tiniest Stormtrooper. Did you put your name on it or something? Underneath? Okay. Fair enough. Are there any other Star Wars ones I missed? Oh, they're way in the back there. Donnie Darko is not Star Wars. She changed it to Danielle Darko, though. So that's fun. Dan in real life has an actual stack of pancakes, and then he put his head on them. Did you hear me complaining about... Every time I'd see that name tag, I just feel bad for Steve Carell that he had to pose for a picture where he just put his side of his face in maple syrup. Good movie, though. All right. Thanks for bringing all those name tags. Good luck to everybody. My guests have not been told that they have to just pick Star Wars, so everybody has a chance. Doug plugs. Tomorrow's Doug Loves Movies taping here at Zany's is sold out. That's why this one happened. But I think there are tickets available for my stand-up show on Saturday at 4:20. Bring name tags for a chance to get on stage and to find out firsthand how hard it is to play Last Man Stanton. Sunday night, I'm doing my annual Mother's Day movie interruption at the Alamo Drafthouse outside of Denver. Me and some of your favorite Doug Loves Movies and Getting Doug with High guests will be making jokes during Throw Mama from the Train. You know, it's a Mother's Day show. The first year we did Mrs. Doubtfire, the second year we did Junior, where Arnold Schwarzenegger was pregnant. So now this is my third, and the only reason we're doing Throw Mama from the Train is because Mother's Day, the new Gary Marshall movie, is too new for us to get the rights to interrupt it. And also because I don't... Oh, that was what I was just about to say, you weirdo. Or does your mom actually have a gun? Stop this podcast or my mom will shoot. Or does she have a dick? Stop this podcast or my mom will shoot something out of her dick. Yeah, I was just about to say that I just can't, I don't know how many, like, I'll do Mother's Day next year, so maybe the year after that, Stop or My Mom Will Shoot, but I'm hoping never. I'm hoping there's enough other movies out there because that movie's angeringly mad. Maddeningly, I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm just saying I like Sylvester Stallone and that might be his worst movie. Monday night, I'm doing the first ever Getting Doug with High in Denver at the Oriental Theater. Hold your jokes about how my eyes look when I'm getting high in the Oriental Theater. DougLovesMovies.com. That's DougLovesMovies.com. Tonight, because, you know, it's May the 4th, and we can't just shut down at 9:30 when the show is over. Tonight, I'll be the after parties at Adobe Gila's right here in this beautiful mall. Nobody sounds excited by that. We also... Because last year we did the after party, the Cinco de Mayo after party there, and we will again tomorrow night. And it's just a good place to hang out and drink, and then you know, we can sneak outside in groups for reasons I don't need to get into. Let's check out what's in the prize bag, you guys. The latest gift that they give every guest on the At Midnight program on Comedy Central is some fancy futuristic water bottle. So I'm re-gifting that shit. How many futuristic water bottles does one man need? I've got the sippy cup from when I saw a show called She Loves Me on Broadway. It got nominated for many Tony Awards, so it's a Tony Award nominated sippy cup. I got a, oh, this is a pink one, a nice pink, it's a completely rubber pipes for people that really need to not have metal on them. And also want to potentially melt the pipe in their own hands when they light it on fire. And this is from a company called Peacemaker, and they've sent me so many of those. I'll be giving those out for years. It's like the new, what was that hot dog place I used to give away all the time? Or Schmovies. Pop's Hot Dogs and Schmovies finally stopped sending me that shit. Now I gotta talk Peacemaker into stopping. And from my own personal VHS collection, an episode of the underrated Gross Point called Satisfaction, and an episode of the rated Just Right, because it was great and everybody loved it, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And the episode is called Surprise. Yeah, because nothing ever jumps out at anybody on that show. Finally, a surprise episode. And then there's this weird bag on the stage, which, like, I want to, like, call the authorities about before we get into it. Does anybody know who put this up here? You did? It's stuff for the prize bag. But, like, what kind of stuff? Well, I'll find out right now. This is like Christmas morning. What is this? Evolve? It's a wax pen? And are you, is it your company or something? Your buddy owns a shop? Was a fan? Is a fan? Evolve. All right. So there's a plug for that thing I don't know anything about. And what's in here? A nice little pipe? Yeah, I'll hang on to that. Here for a few days. You can see I'm giving away the pipes that I brought. Oh, this is like a case you could put a joint in that says it's 420. Oh, is it 420 yet? I swear to God, when I first saw it, and you might want to recommend they change it, I thought it said it's 420, yum. Oh, and some raw tips for your rolling pleasure. And a cute little lighter also that says raw on it. There you go. All right, so I'll put all that stuff in the prize bag. Rocky's Vape Shop. I'll give them a plug, too, and then put that in the bag. Oh, wait. Oh, there's also some raw papers. So, yeah, it's one-stop shopping. I'm even going to put the pipe in there. I feel guilty. All right, so all that's going in the bag, plus whatever my guests brought, and I already saw one of my guests brought, like, two bags of shit. I mean, two bags of amazing stuff. Please give a big warm welcome to Tim Barnes, Adam Burke, and Lamorne Morris. We got a couple of first-timers up here, you guys. Woo-hoo! Woo! First, let's say hello to Chicago comedian and hilarious Twitterer Tim Barnes is here, everybody.
Wow. This is very intimate.
Yeah, they are. The audience is close. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, we're close too. We're all. It's like like a huddle.
It's just close knit talk show, and I think it'd be a good format for television. Like just bring out three people and then make them all sit very close together.
You'd only need one camera. You wouldn't need just.
That's right. Yeah, just lock it down. One shot, four bodies. Which is pretty much how I do the Getting Dug with High show. But thanks for being here for your very first time.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And let me get those prize bag
prizes.
Things off
okay.
of your hands.
I've got volume 4 of some comic book about Magneto.
Now, okay, so you're already telling me that you have not read it yourself?
I have read it.
Oh.
But I was reading from volume 4 and was a little confused.
Oh, okay.
But it's very, very interesting. And I have two DVDs that I rented right before the end of rentals.
How did you know? Are you going to do that with cars?
Bye, Miss American Pie.
Sorry,
the day the rentals died.
Season 1 of The State.
Oh, very good. We've had three of those gentlemen on this program, maybe four.
And The Ben Stiller Show.
Well, all right. Yeah.
I forgot
Ben
he had
Stiller
a show.
Wouldn't do this in a million years.
Was that all that was left in the store?
Well, those are very nice and considerate prizes, and you've heard the show before.
Yes.
So you're ready to go. I'm excited to finally have you. We've been messaging on Twitter, and I've been enjoying your tweets.
Well, thank you.
And now here we are.
Yeah, I made a mistake of trying to promote the show a couple days ago.
How dareth you, as Shakespeare would say. Yeah, he tweeted about it, being a guest on the show, and I was like, shut it down.
Your whole account.
Did anybody see it in the audience, his tweet? And did you put his face on your poster?
That'd be very creepy. No, I'm not famous enough to have my face on a...
Yeah, if she'd have figured it out, though. I mean, I guess you did figure it out, and you still didn't do it, so I don't... I don't know what I'm talking about. But I see there's a lot of Graham Elwood's and Jeff Tate faces out on the name tags that I've seen so far, and as you can tell, neither of them are here. But you know who is here? Lamorne Morris, everybody!
What's up, dude? Hey, everyone. Thank you.
Star of the Fox hit television show, Winston.
Nah, I'm way in the back. I'm way in the back. I don't get respected, man. Nah, I don't. I don't, man. I don't.
It's like an update to Ron.
But this could be our spinoff. Well, you're half. What's half. Your ethnicity?
Well, I'm.
You got pretty eyes.
I'm gonna...
Yeah. He got Terrence Howard eyes, you guys. That motherfucker is sexy.
Can we can you sing that to the tune of Betty Davis eyes?
Both of my parents are black, which often disappoints
people. Oh, okay. So. All right. Well, somewhere down the line, someone was colonized family.
Who are
white
the people
man
that it disappoints?
People ask that question, and they're imagining this sort of like interracial Romeo and Juliet pornography.
Oh, man.
And then
I'd watch
I ruin that.
That.
I'm like, it's just slavery,
from somewhere, yeah. I didn't want to go there, but I was going to say some white person voice gene has been passed down somehow. He has the voice of Thomas Jefferson.
You're like a time capsule.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so Lamorne is on that show, New Girl. I'll give it proper props on Fox. And is in Chicago and is off time, because that's you're from Chicago.
I'm from here, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And yeah, and just we were tweeting and figured out that he was here and that he could, you know, be a guest on the show, and so here he is.
And here I am.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. I didn't think it was gonna work. You just tweet him and he's like, all right, cool. Here I am. This is great.
Oh, be prepared for a shit ton of tweets.
Yeah. Yo, Doug, let me get $5, man.
Did you get to meet Prince?
I did get to meet Prince.
How was that?
Hey, that was what I was going to ask.
Oh.
One white voice at a time. One white guy asking about Prince at a time. Hey, you knew him.
I did.
Were you in scenes with him? I don't recall.
I did one end group scene with him, okay. Which is we are on stage dancing to this song that for some fucking reason we all knew the words to this song. And it was like this new song he debuted, and we had to just go on stage. And I mean, as an actor, it's very, and I'm grown, so it was kind of ridiculous going. And then Prince calls you on stage, and you're all dancing along with Prince. But then, like, man, after he passed, man, I was like, man, why was I so reluctant to get on that stage? I feel so bad about it. I'm sorry to bring the mood down. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. I mean, I just like Tim, I was excited to ask you about him mm-hmm. because, you know, there's this weird, it's very sad that he's dead, but also it just is a real kick to everybody, like a reminder of how great he was, because it was he was kind of already sort of being forgotten a little bit.
Yes, indeed.
And, you know, and I don't know about anybody else, but I watched Purple Rain like 5 times that weekend. And I said this before, I wish that Kurt Cobain had been in the movie when he had died, because it would have given me a lot of comfort to watch it over and over again. Instead, I had to watch Kurt Loder on MTV News.
I got to perform for him, though, a kind of performance for him.
Yeah?
So there's a story, and I'm not sure if anyone knows it, but this is like, no one's recording, right? Because this is like a weird thing that happened. So
what do you mean no one's recording? This is a podcast.
Other than it being a podcast, right? So we had these very famous celebrities. They're like a family of famous people that are on in the world. I'm not going to say who they are, but it's a whole bunch of famous of them, and they all fuck black dudes. And like, so they're on our show.
The Obamas.
Yeah, the Obamas are on our show. And Prince shows up, and he shows up early. So he's sitting in Video Village, and he's watching the screen, and he goes, "What are the blank blanks doing here?" And they said, "Well, they're in the show. They'd be invited to a Prince party." And he goes, "They would never be invited to a Prince party." And
it's Kardashians, right?
No. The Obamas.
Olsen twins.
The Olsen twins.
I love that he refers to it as a Prince party. Like,
and so we had to replace one of them with, we shot their stuff, and we had to shoot that scene again with someone that he just had in his crew and his entourage, which is like 50 people. And so he comes up to me and he goes, "Hey, Lamorne, can you teach her how to look surprised in this scene?" She has to look surprised. And I was like, all right. And so I'm thinking I'll pull her to a corner and do it. And he's like, no, do it right here. And he sits down and just watches. And then he brings the rest of his crew over. They're all dressed like Captain Crunch. They had a lot of like zippers and like shiny stuff on. And I had to sit there and like make her look surprised in front of Prince. It was amazing. It was amazing and creepy.
What's amazing is that she didn't just naturally look surprised.
No, they're all very trained. Very trained.
I like the idea that Captain Crunch was Prince's inspiration.
It's halfway between that and Count Chocula, somewhere in between.
But I also love that anyone thinks anyone needs to be taught how to act surprised.
Yeah. Because she didn't. I'll tell you what. I think the scene, she walks out and she's supposed to go, whoa. She walked out and she was like, what? We were all like, it's a sitcom.
That's a special kind of surprise when you when your lips start flapping. Crazy. So... Before you tell us what you brought for the prize bag, because I think it might be maybe the best stuff anybody's ever brought.
Oh shit! Can we do mine
I'm
first?
Saying maybe. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Let's say hello to third time guest on the show, Adam Burke, everybody.
Oh. Hi,
Chicago comedy phenom.
Okay.
So that's what comedy's all about, is confidence.
Yeah.
Braggadocio. And you've got it in spades, my friend.
I think those are two of the people in Prince's entourage. This is confidence, this is braggadocio.
What happened to Diamond and Pearl? I gotta upgrade.
What did happen to them though? I saw Sheila E. on TV a lot, so I know what happened to her. I mean, I know that she's still around or whatever.
Were you surprised to see her, and what did that look like?
I just, it's got to be the only time I've ever seen Sheila E. where drumming wasn't involved. Like, she finally got to come out from behind the kit and just talk about her man, Prince. What'd you bring for the prize bag, Adam?
I brought nothing. So I have a roll of Tums. Is that something to use?
That's like a full roll.
Yeah. That also says
he didn't have one or two of them.
No. It also says it, weirdly. It says, "Is it 420 yet?" on the side.
No, but it does say extra strength 750. Whatever the fuck that means. Oh, Tums are at 750 now. Thank God, I almost missed the table.
Tim Barnes gave me one of his prizes because he knew I was empty-handed. It's the Girls of Atomic City.
Yeah, it's a book I'm trying to get rid of.
This is your third time on the show and you forgot to bring something?
Yeah, I totally did.
But I thought I didn't have to remind you.
This book is about the women who did not realize they were helping to construct the atomic bomb. So it's very interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah,
the truth?
They just thought they were just, spending their afternoons with a fat man and a little boy.
Yeah, they thought it was a weird sex thing. And a copy of my CD. It's not a CD, it's a download card. It's a big, round, metallic download card that fits in a CD player.
And it's called Universal Squirrel Theory.
Yes.
If anybody else wants to check it out.
Oh, thank you, Doug.
You're welcome. And now...
Yeah.
I got some
What's
stuff.
In the new girl bag?
So I got this new girl bag, right?
Yeah.
My mom had this bag, surprisingly enough, in her car. It's been sitting in the back seat.
Is she just waiting for people to bring it up? Like she just has the bag? Oh, yeah. I love that show. Funny enough.
My son's on that show. Have you seen my house? I bought her a house.
what are you unveiling right now? This is.
Wait a second.
Yeah. I got this. So, this got me through age 11 through 14 a lot. So, I hadn't seen this in probably 10 years.
How can you part with it?
Well,
I mean, isn't it stuck to your hand?
Yes, it is. Sometimes I go like this and hit it from the back. You know what I mean?
The audience is very
Tyra, you got this white ass.
People listening later.
Yeah, who's this lady on there?
That's Tyra Banks, man.
Oh, okay.
Fuck you talking about, man?
It's a poster.
Take it back.
Of Tyra
take
Banks.
It back.
All right, y'all be good.
I looked at the signature and I thought it said Tanya Brooks. And then I didn't look closely at her face.
Yeah, that's Tyra Banks.
Strangely enough.
Just someone. This was someone in his neighborhood that he had a giant poster of.
I got a Training Day Blu-ray disc.
Nice.
Ooh.
Like, obsessed with this movie. It's my second favorite movie of all time.
Oh, it's always a setup when somebody says something like that.
No, it's not. It's just I was on my way here. My buddy had it in his car, and he loves your show, too. And he was like, yo, you got to give him this. And I said, how can you part with this? And he said, well, you can stream this shit on Netflix, so I don't need it anymore. So...
But I meant it's setting up for us to ask, what's your favorite movie?
No, you don't have to.
Okay.
Is Tyra Banks in it?
Tyra Banks. Ooh, Bible Bowl. Yeah, Tyra Banks is in my first favorite movie.
Is it Empire Strikes Brooke?
It's the... Which one is that?
It's the domestic violence episode.
From Terrence Howard from Empire.
Terrence
Howard from Empire beats... Anyway... That's bad. That's tasteless. I got a participant ribbon.
Oh! You don't remember what happened?
I don't. Well,
you just participated?
No, in the back, I just now saw this. Bible Bowl. I was in the Bible Bowl.
You're probably better off not winning that competition.
Yeah.
You should just keep that and give it to one of us when you win.
I should. Jesus loves you, my nigga.
And then I got this thing here, which is a slap bracelet, right?
I love a good slap bracelet.
But the cool thing about this slap bracelet, it's from a restaurant called Whiskey Business. Has anyone ever been there? Now, what the thing about this bracelet is that you get 10% off for life.
Wow.
10% off. You're going, you slap this shit on?
Wow.
You get 10% off for life, man.
Where is it? Where's Whiskey Business?
I don't know, somewhere. It's like I'm Milwaukee.
It exists, trust me. There's a wrist slappy.
Wicker Park.
Wicker Park. Yeah, that might not find its way into the bag.
Yeah. 10% off.
That might disappear.
10% off. And in this bag, my friend Pete, where is Pete? My friend Pete gave me this from his
Pete's
childhood
in the
collection.
Somewhere.
He gave it from his childhood
he took
collection.
Off.
It's a bag of baseball cards.
A whole bag full.
Oh, my Lord.
Is there like, do you think there might be some like, you know, ones that are worth a ton of money in there?
No, hell no.
Okay.
There's a guy named Cal Ripken Jr. What the fuck? Look at this, Cal Ripken. I just feel like this could be worth some money.
That's what I'm saying. The first one you pull out's not bad.
Oh, it is. I thought you were kidding. It really is.
Well, somebody. Mickey Mantle rookie card. No.
That's hilarious. Okay, hold on to that one.
Yeah, so this is all my stuff. Do you want it?
Yeah, pass it down. That's right. What great contributions.
Right. Whoever gets this, take care of this, man. It's Tyra Banks, man.
Did you tear the Tyra Banks poster off your wall, or was
I was a child.
You almost
man.
Tore something off, but it wasn't.
Yeah, I was trying to tear that bra off. I see them titties. I couldn't get to those titties. But yeah, no, I had that, and I had this crate of basketball cards and like old stuff that I had from my childhood, and I had moved out of Chicago a long time ago, and I left this thing at my ex-girlfriend's place. She later on moved on. She got married. She had two kids. She never wanted to hear from me again. And after 10 years, she finally was like, here's your shit, nigga. And she gave it to me.
That would have
you know, usually we reserve the N-word for me on this show. that's... I love that this poster is here, and I would like to present Tyra's vagina with a participant award. All great stuff from all of my guests tonight. Thank you guys for being here. And one question before we get to the game portion of the show. We'll start with Tim. What was the last movie you saw?
The last movie I saw in theaters was The Boss. And
how'd that work out for you?
It was fun. It was
okay.
Fun. Yeah. And the last movie I saw just at home was Moonraker, which is the most insane 007 movie I've ever seen.
It's
in
pretty
my life.
Kooky because they just got a real fever. Like Star Wars had come out and was a big hit, and they were like, James Bond has to go to space. And they were like, but let's do it on half the special effects budget. Of a Star Wars, even though there'd only been the one Star Wars, and I'm sure it didn't cost that much, but it's a crazy movie. Yeah. And also, it's just where they went way overboard with having Jaws, who had been in Spy Who Loved Me, they brought him back.
To fall in love.
And then
they have a love interest
for the fucking henchman. Makes no sense. And she's this little blonde girl, and when they meet, he smiles really big and shows off his fucking crazy dental work. And then she smiles real big and just has like a regular smile. Why doesn't she have braces? That's why they should fall in love.
That's the
one thing I appreciate.
You can't have space braces. That's so dangerous.
Because the villain is trying to recolonate the universe.
Yeah,
right?
Drax.
The one thing I appreciate is that he had some black people. You know?
He's an equal opportunity employer.
Yeah. Usually those movies, they don't have, when it's like evil villains trying to recreate.
Sure.
Humanity. It's not a black person.
They get rid of us,
equation.
Man. Don't they do it, man?
That's why some of them go out to space in the first place.
Yeah.
I love that idea, though. Like, two of the biggest movies in the 70s were Jaws and Star Wars, and they were like, let's have a character called Jaws and a war in the stars, and it'll make twice as much money.
Yeah, so I don't know if the James Bond movies have ever recovered, but I guess they're all right now. I can't wait
for like the Daniel Craig space shitty James Bond in space.
Well, he's
movie.
A stormtrooper in Force
Awakens.
Oh, that's Awakens.
Right. Yeah. And his number is 007.
Well, which 007 movie came after that? Because I feel like the plot had to have seemed very not as
I want to say the next one after that was For Your Eyes Only, but I could be wrong. Huh. Sounds right. Let's go with it. Where the villain in that one was played by an actor named Topol, who was famous for just playing Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof,
yeah. Mm.
And winning an Oscar for that. And then For Your Eyes Only was the only other time I ever saw him in a movie ever again.
Does he do the song in the James Bond movie?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's in his lair with his yarmulke and his payas just dancing around. What was the last movie you saw, Adam?
I saw Eye in the Sky.
Oh, the Helen Mirren drone movie, makes it sound boring, but it's about drones and their usage.
Yes, it's very good.
You liked it a lot?
It's very, very good. It's one of Alan Rickman's last movies.
He probably had a few in the can when he passed. That's a weird sentence.
I know. That sounded very... very toilety.
His last movies weren't very good. He left a few in the can. But yeah, that Eye in the Sky, I really want to see that. It seems like a botched opportunity, though. It seems like an award-winning kind of movie that they released too early in the year.
Yeah, I think that's... Yeah,
you
I
agree?
Think that's true, yeah.
And now I'm just now noticing the weird-ass microphone they gave you.
I know. I was wondering...
The price is right.
Like you're about to host a 70s game show.
You got
to
hold your pinky out.
Now say, a new car.
I feel like...
It's like what they made the original lightsabers from.
Yeah. You three should be in squares of some sort.
Lamorne, have you been to the cinema or watched something on a personal device?
I have. The last movie I saw was Barbershop, The Next Cut, in theaters now.
Whoa. Starring
me. Well, Ice Cube.
You. The billing goes you, then Ice Cube.
Me, then Ice Cube, then a bunch of others.
Cedric
the
Entertainer.
Cedric the Entertainer.
What? Somebody's yelling something.
What'd you say?
Who's your cousin?
Beyonce? Oh, yeah, Beyonce. Beyonce's in it.
So Beyonce's your
no,
cousin?
She's not really in it. No. I do weird shit. I tag Beyonce in damn near every post that I post on live.
She's only tweeted like 10 times.
Beyonce doesn't respect me either. She never responds. I don't get the response that I'm looking for. If like the most action I get from it is when I don't tag her, someone goes, "What the fuck? Why you ain't tag Beyonce?" And that's my personal excitement from it.
She might have you on mute, dude.
She probably does.
Or doesn't even look at her.
No, she doesn't look at
mentions.
I think she follows zero people.
Oh, okay.
That makes me sad a lot.
Yeah. Come on, Beyonce, if you're listening.
The only person she
Get
follows...
Get involved.
Yeah. The only person she follows is her husband, but that's just to see who he's fucking.
Exactly. She follows Rachel Roy.
Did you like the cut of The Next Cut?
That I liked the I loved it. I love the movie, not just because I'm in it, but you know, it's based in Chicago. It's got a lot of serious message to it, but it's also very funny. You know, it's a really funny movie. Yeah. It's got heart to it, everyone.
I'm totally gonna check that movie out when I feel it will be a safe environment for me.
I think the director of the first Barbershop also directed. The first Fantastic.
That's Tim Story.
Tim Sack?
Tim Story.
Tim Story. Yeah.
Tim Story, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which
yep.
is
close,
close. Just a funny
That's
combination
a funny
of
yeah.
Barbershop
no idea.
To Fantastic
the,
Four.
And the director, oh, no, never mind. The director, the director of Eye in the Sky directed the quintessential comic book movie that is Wolverine, X-Men Origins Wolverine. I honestly think that's
the same guy did that?
Yes. And I do think that's the quintessential comic book movie. It's not the best one, but it's the X-Men Origins one is because it's like reading every comic book I've ever read. Two characters walk into a room, they exchange four words, and then they start kicking the shit out of each other. That's the entire movie. That's like reading every comic book in the 80s.
Brian Gates of The Athletics.
That's my guy. BG.
Wait, are you just doing lineups for a game that will never happen?
Holy shit, we've got an Oral Hershiser.
Yeah, he know what time it is.
This is like Field of Dreams, but all these people are still alive. If you yell it, they will come.
Roger Pavlik?
Yep.
That's a good one.
What is this? He's just saying names and you're saying yep. You're just
no, but I know. Watch. Say the next name.
I'm just imagining they're actors who've played Doctor Who.
No, all these people are in Barbershop the next cut.
I don't know. Maybe Ken Griffey Jr. is.
Yeah. See? I know all these guys, man. I know all these guys.
Oh, shit. Two Ken Griffey Jr.'s in a row.
Really?
Yeah, different cards, same
Peter,
guy.
Peter, what the fuck, Peter? You're stupid, bro.
He's just got a photocopier.
Where is he? You are an ignorant... That's the dumbest thing ever, bro. You're giving away... Fuck it, I hope I... How do I keep the bag? Just lose? Doug, I don't know shit. I don't know the answers to shit, Doug. Give me my bag back. Give me my participant.
And then he's going to use the same line your ex-girlfriend did.
You really can't take it back.
No.
It is a huge bag full of baseball cards.
Yeah, it might be worth
it's not mine.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
This is like a prop from a really shitty heist movie.
Starring kindergartners. Yeah.
Someone else has the same bag? I told you to put that shit in the new girl bag. Nobody has a new girl bag.
What do people do with baseball cards? I've never understood that. You just stare at them?
Just trade them. You trade them. Yeah, instead of going out, you can just sit home and trade them.
But when you have them, do you just stare at them like once a day?
Yeah, man. You just trade them, man. You know. I'm a basketball card collector.
Sounds like Wall Street.
I'm a basketball card collector, and I tell you, this is not a joke. When I was in eighth grade, I lived on the south side of Chicago, and I had 467 Michael Jordan basketball cards. And I remember me and my buddies used to trade cards, and I took them to school one day, and I put them in my locker for basketball practice, came back. They took every fucking one of them, and I cried for years. This is not an exaggeration.
Surely it would have been weirder if they like didn't take all of them.
They took the ones they liked. Yeah,
exactly. We can only carry so many.
I'd be remiss if I didn't point out how fun the new girl bag is, because it's Winston and these other characters. I don't know their names, but they're all hanging out on the bag, and it says on it, "Big deal alert," which is probably was thrown away a line once, maybe on the show.
One time.
And he said it, right?
No, she did.
Oh, she said "big deal alert."
Yeah.
It'd be really great. It'd be really great if that bag wasn't, in fact, on sale.
It's just some shit I made.
Oh, shit. No, okay.
It was a mock-up I had done. My friends over at Intel.
That's a nice sarcastic phrase, though. I'm going to start saying "big deal alert."
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess it might have been said sarcastically, but now it's on a friendly bag.
So no one can purchase.
Look out, big deal coming through. One more question for Lamorne. You were the recipient of the Chris Farley Memorial Acting Scholarship?
I was.
That's amazing.
I was. Did you win one too? So I went.
I got a few of the people that got that scholarship come by tonight, have a reunion.
No, I went to college at DuPage, and COD.
Me and that buddy right there, Mike Fatigato. So we went, and
I don't
one
think
year
you should call Mike names like that.
Mike Fatigato. So we went, and I won one. They had two scholarships they gave out, which was the John Belushi scholarship, and they gave out the Chris Farley scholarship. I won one, and he won one, and we didn't have to pay for school.
But
yeah.
But how many tables did you have to fall through? Was that I bought it?
All of them. All of them.
Yeah, you had to study classes in breakaway shit.
Yes. I legitimately do not know why it was named after them. I had to memorize lines and shit. There was no improv involved. It was like real acting. And I felt bad about winning that scholarship, but I won it.
Yeah. Well, you know, both of those guys, too, though, were such comic. They were so brilliant as comedic performers in mm-hmm. sketch and in movies that, like, you know, if drugs and all that hadn't caught up to them, they would have been amazing dramatic actors as well.
Oh, for sure.
You know, that's that turn that every mm-hmm. great comedic actor takes at some point.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants to see an old man doing that shit.
He'd die.
So you got to do more serious roles.
Imagine Morgan Freeman falling over a table.
I loved that last week.
Now that you suggested
movie.
It, I pray somebody puts that.
Yeah.
Just hit him over the head with a bottle and he falls into a glass table.
Do you have enough pull now to green light a movie just called Morgan Freeman falling over a table?
Nah, I don't have enough pull to get an A story in New Girl. So, no, I don't.
Hey, big deal alert.
Big deal alert. But I got that bag though.
Am I correct to remember that Beyonce was in a Pink Panther movie? Is that
what? Yeah.
What?
She was.
She's in the second one or the first
Steve
one?
Steve Martin.
First
right?
one? And she wrote a song for it, says front row guy.
From Pink come up Panther with a good to Lemonade. For that's, you. A big, yeah. that's a big shift.
Yeah, but she was also in Austin Powers, right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, gold member, of course. Mm-hmm. Oh my God! Settle down, you guys.
All available on Tidal.
No game is being played right now. It's just a casual conversation. Do you think, like, when I'm talking to my friends, if somebody said gold member, I'd say full Tidal? Get your shit together.
Or even when they just say your name, hey Doug, full title.
Full title, always.
Loves movies, fine.
If you don't know my middle name, you don't know me. All right, you guys, well, that was a terrific talk portion of the show, but now we gotta get serious and say, let the games begin! Woo-hoo! I was born in Rosemont, Illinois, under the shadow of an airplane. There's a lot of great name tags. Look at them go. And you guys have your work cut out for you, because each of you has to select right. just one to play for.
I'm going to walk out.
And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, Mother's Day is May 8th. I know, sneaks up on you every single year, but look, you've still got enough time to order Mom the best flowers of her life from Buchs.com. Buchs flowers are, in a word, gorgeous. Buchs flowers are grown at eco-friendly farms on the side of a volcano. Seriously, a volcano that Joe might have jumped into. Blooms are larger, colors more vibrant, it's better soil and more sun at a lofty 10,000 feet. Order from Buchs.com today, because if you wait till the last second, you get second-rate flowers. Your mom knows second-rate flowers. They're the crappy ones that come from a massive online outlet, or the limp ones snuggled next to the green onions at the grocery store. Gorgeous flowers from the Buchs really do say, thanks, Mom, for all you do. So what's all this gorgeousness cost? Not much. Buchs prices start at a mere $40. No upcharges, no extra fees. Even delivery is absolutely free when you register with the Buchs. Listen to our show and save 20% off the bouquet of your choice. Just go to Buchs.com and enter the promo code D-O-U-G, Doug. That's B-O-U-Q-S.com, promo code Doug. Buchs.com, promo code Doug. Today's episode is also brought to you by our friends at Shudder. Shudder is a new kind of streaming video service devoted to the best horror movies available from around the world. Created by horror fans and handpicked by experts. Uncut and commercial-free for only $4.99 a month. Shudder's selection is organized by both monster and subgenre, so there's something for every horror fan to enjoy. You can search for zombies, vampires, or ghosts, or slashers, thrillers, or horror comedy. Available on the web, iOS, Android, Apple TV, Roku, and Chromecast. This month, Shudder is making May scarier with Movie Mayhem. Get it? New films are being added every weekday in May, from new horror hits like We Are Still Here and Mexico Barbaro to older classics like Zombie, Night of the Demons, and Society. Not sure what to watch? Check out Shudder.tv, a 24/7 program playlist of horror updated with a new theme every single week. A movie I can recommend that's on Shudder is called Tucker and Dale vs. Evil. If you haven't seen it, it's one of the better horror comedies out there, and it features two past and hopefully future podcast guests of mine, Tyler Labine and good old Alan Tudyk. Alan Tudyk, come on. Show some respect and go to Shudder.com and start watching the best horror available today. When you decide to sign up for Shudder, make sure to use the promo code Doug to get a free month and show your support for Doug Loves Movies. Get your screams on demand with Shudder.com. That's S-H-U-D-D-E-R.com. Promo code D-O-U-G, Doug.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back. Who are you playing for? Who are you playing for, Tim?
I'm playing for Pat, and his poster says Al Pacino in Doug Day Paternoon.
Wow.
There you go. That's a really good likeness of my eyes and what I would look like if I didn't have a nose. And we're a lot pale. I like it. And there's a shithead written on the back. And so I forgot to warn Lamorne about that backstage, but don't read that part out loud. Because that's if you lose today, that's their consolation prize, and I'll have to say that.
Oh, yes.
I'll have to call that a shithead. Who are you playing for, Adam?
Before I do it, can I just point out, can the person who has the Paddington thing, could you hold that up to show Doug?
Oh.
You photoshopped into Paddington. Doesn't that make you look exactly like Sam Kinison for some reason?
Yeah, who didn't have that kind of beard ever, but but yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, Lamorne.
Paddington was what he had.
Oh, right, right. Lamorne, before I turn this around, can you teach me how to look surprised? This is pretty good. I'm playing for I love that your name is the smallest thing on here. Andy, I'm playing for Prince Andy Revolution. That's what he did there, see.
Prince Andy Revolution. Yeah, it's a lovely
yeah, that's
lovely
a hell
poster.
Of a thing.
Lovely tribute to Prince.
And I am playing for Josh. And his is Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg in The Josh, which is a play on the movie The Wash. The Josh. had to.
Yeah, I'd say that's good timing bringing that name tag, because if it was an all-white panel,
yes,
no one would get the joke.
Not at all.
I totally asked Lamore, and I was like, I have no idea.
Two guys at a car wash. You ever seen it before? Man? Ah, never mind. You'll see it.
Someone had a picture with your face on it, Adam.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Really? Where?
Huh? What was the one with Adam's face on it?
Yeah. What is it?
We cannot.
You can't
see
just
it.
Hold it up. You got to tell us. Doug loves Rudy's. And then there's a bunch of faces on it. So you put Adam on there.
Oh. I had a giant fucking print staring at me. I could, and also I want to say that like the lights in here aren't normally purple, but they are. I wish it was like some sort of tribute, but it's not.
Oh, right there in the middle, right there, yeah. Purple light.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, aren't they usually right like a shade of blue? If I recall correctly, they're always purple. Ah. All right. Well.
Sorry, I ruined
great
it.
Tribute
Sorry.
To Prince, everybody.
I'm gonna put this down here.
The purple candles throughout the room that are always purple, I guess. All right, so we're going to play a couple of games, I think, depending on how we're doing on time. Let me check, because the show has to be over by 8:55. just turned 8:55. No, we got 35 minutes of game playing action. And... we're going to start with a game that I tried my best to teach everybody backstage because it's new and it's complicated and everybody loves it. Jason and Deb's IMDb game. So to buzz in, just say your own name. The last episode of the show, some of the contestants just yelled out the answer instead of their name. And it was fine. But it's better if you say your name first. And then I will call on you, and then you will tell me the name of the actor or actress or filmmaker that's involved in those movies, and then you can go for the bonus points. So according to IMDb, and as always, IMDb. But it's not according to me. It's according to the database. Which might be a fun nickname for me. Who is most known for these projects? The first one is Pulp Fiction. Does anybody want to jump in? You'll get a negative 1 point if you don't get the right answer.
Tim.
But you have a shot at 3 bonus points.
Sam Jackson. Samuel L. Jackson.
That's correct.
Oh! I was going to say that too. Fuck.
Son of a...
Now, based on a very complicated algorithm that IMDb uses, you get to guess what the fuck they were thinking and name 3 other movies featuring Samuel L. Jackson.
This is all me?
And I'll tell you right now, yeah. Ted 2 is not one of them. Yeah, it's all on you, man.
Okay. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Snakes on a Plane is one of them.
That is not one of them. Okay.
That was a wild card. Okay.
That's weird.
People are hissing like snakes.
Do you have a sound effect for every Sam Jackson movie? Hateful Eight.
Go ahead, and you need to name 2 more, Tim.
Okay, he's had such a wild career. I can't. It's actually kind
of tough.
I know.
It's, yeah. It's,
is one of them the credit card ads? Is one of them what's in your wallet?
I'm trying to think of like one of the really. Like, what sky... Was it Pulp Fiction that skyrocketed him? Skyrocketed
pretty much,
him?
Yeah.
Yeah, unless you don't like a little movie called...
Time
Jurassic
Limit, the movie.
Park.
I'm going to say... I don't know how IMDb works. The Negotiator?
No.
That's a great movie.
Uh,
I don't think that's even in Kevin Spacey's top four. Or Giamatti. Was Giamatti in that one? I think he might have been.
And Pulp Fiction is not an option, right?
Yeah, you already said it. You already got a point for that.
Okay, yeah.
So now you just need to just take another stab, yeah. Get one more, and you could get one more bonus point if you can just name one of the three remaining Sam Jackson movies, according to IMDb, most known for.
The latest thing I can think of is Django Unchained. Is that?
That is correct.
Yeah.
So Tim has 2 points, and the other two movies was, one was mentioned by Adam out loud, called The Hateful Eight. And then for some reason, because again, I don't understand the metric that they use, Captain America the Winter Soldier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of all the Avenger movies, that's the one.
That's the one. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Everybody thinks he's dead in that one or whatever. All right. So that's a big thing for him. Like, I don't know how often Sam Jackson dies in a movie. Because he usually just stares at somebody until they give
What's
up.
What's the one with the sharks?
Deep Blue Sea.
Oh, yeah. Blue Sea. That was the classic. That's the best thing in that movie. And he knew it. You know, he knew that giving a big speech and then getting eaten right after it, the rest of the movie, no one would give a shit about anything. Sorry, LL Cool J. Yeah, as the chef. Such strides in and such backward steps in the same movie.
Didn't he say motherfucker right before he got eaten by that shark?
I think so.
I think they set that up that way. Yeah, he actually did. Yeah.
Everyone knows the snakes on a plane story, right? There's two stories. One was
it's about how there's snakes on a plane.
Well, not the plot of the movie, but what it's really about. No, they changed the name. They wanted to call it like Flight 57 or something. And he was like, I signed on to do a movie called Snakes on a Plane. And so unless that's what it is. And then the people actually online were so sure that at one point he was going to say, I'm tired of all these motherfucking planes. They actually went back and reshot the scene. Like they spent like $1 million to go back and have him say it. Otherwise, people would have been really upset. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been a good movie.
Yeah. All right, I've had it. Enough is enough. Sick and tired of these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane. And then he shot that bitch up. Yeah.
Okay, so following that exciting round, Tim has 2 points, and Lamorne and Adam need to get on the board. Here's your next one.
Here we go. This is it.
I got so much Prince pressure.
He's looking right at your dick, bro.
Yeah. He's looking at everybody's dick. It's Prince.
The first movie is called V for Vendetta.
Lamorne.
What do you got?
Natalie Portman.
That's correct.
Oh! Yeah.
This is not going
now
well.
Now you get you guys are jumping in fast. I like it. You get to name 3 other movies that Natalie Portman has been in that you're aware of.
Oh, my doctor?
Did you say one of my
pick up some bonus points.
All right. Black Swan.
That's correct.
Natalie Portman. Thor. That wasn't her? That wasn't it?
Full title, right?
The Thor? Thor.
It's actually a Thor.
A Thor. A dude named Thor?
Some Thor.
Mr. Thor? I don't... Is it...
They called me Dr. Mr. Thor.
No, there was a movie that was just called Thor, and that's incorrect.
Ah!
Yeah, but one more try.
If I were Natalie Portman, what would I have been in? Thor 2?
Yeah, that one you would need the full title.
The Age of Extinction. Wait a minute. Natalie Portman. think like her. What would I have done with my career? Why do I not know? Ooh. Fuck, I don't know.
Come on.
Leon, what is that shit called?
Sure.
Well,
but full title?
Don't help him.
Something about an assassin. God damn it!
Don't. Nobody dare help him. He's all on his own. Yeah, don't even say full title anymore, because sometimes you guys are saying it awful early.
What's my time limit? He got a lot of time.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I can pull something out of my ass. I feel like she got a simpler title in her credits. Oh.
She's yelling, use your lifeline, but there's no lifelines in this game.
I'm gonna take us. I got a point, and
yeah, no, you're doing great.
I got a point, and I don't feel like I should.
You're
I don't feel like I should.
You've got the loudest inner monologue I've ever.
Y'all can hear me? Ooh, shit.
He won the Chris Farley Inner Monologue Award.
Natalie Portman. Natalie Portman. God, man. You know, she's so pretty, too.
Mr. McCartney.
Once somebody says it, I'm just going to be so mad.
It's fucked up.
I'm going to give up.
You did the right thing.
Can I guess, or is that not how it works?
That's not how it works. It's, you know, depending on what, you know... Some people will argue about what the official title is. When it was released in the States initially, it was called The Professional. But now the kind of what it's known as now is Leon : The Professional.
Mm. Not Leon and, : Professional, because that is a very different movie.
So you were skating around that one. You almost got it. And then they also listed Star Wars Episode III: Revenge of the Spliff.
I'll tell you right now, I wasn't going to guess that one.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, there you go.
I thought Garden State would have been that.
You thought that was going to be in it for real?
Yeah, it might have been in there.
Six niggas saw that.
Yeah.
Six.
What about No Strings Attached, starring your boy?
She was in that one, too?
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Was it the other one? No, there was two movies about the same thing at the same time. She was in
Friends with Benefits.
Friends with Benefits was the one she was in. She was in the other one. Yeah, they were both terrible. But Jack Johnson was
Jake Johnson.
No, Jack Johnson came in and sang a boring song. Sang about a surfboard and a dog. All right, so Lamorne has 2 points, Tim has 2 points. Adam, this is your chance to get on the board. Playing a five.
2 points. And
the first movie for this person is Schindler's List.
Jesus.
Adam.
Okay, Adam, take a shot.
Ralph Fiennes.
You call him Ralph?
Yeah. I know him real well. Oh, to his movie buddies, he's Rafe. But round the block, old Ralphie, we call him.
All right, well, that is incorrect.
Damn it.
Sorry, you took a chance. You get a negative point for that. Do either of you guys want to jump in? Tim or
Lamorne? I just feel like it's not my place to talk about this movie.
Tim?
Tim's jumping in.
Liam Neeson?
That's correct.
God damn it.
I feel like it...
Now, if you could name two more of these three more Liam Neeson movies, you're going to be the winner of this game.
Taken.
That's correct.
And I'm the Star Wars Episode I: The Phantom Menace.
Correct.
Good Lord, son.
Great job. Do you want to, Adam, do you want to guess the last one? Just say, you know, walk away with a little dignity there?
Yeah, I know. Takes on a plane. No. The Gray? I suck at this game.
If you haven't seen The Gray, it's a great movie about a guy who just spends a lot of time talking people through their own deaths.
Yeah.
And then when the wolves are about to fight him at the end, the end credits start to roll.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend that if you want to have a non-experience. If you want to not go in what you came for. I thought it was going to be him fighting wolves the whole movie.
Yeah, they no did kind of lie to the American public.
That's not bad, though. All right, so Tim wins that game. And
woohoo!
And you know what, though? Just for fun, let's play. I got these written down. I might as well play the last two. But we'll just play for you know, for funsies and
can we play for drinks?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get
I'm
you
thirsty.
If you get
it,
when you get one right, I'll get you a drink. Normally I don't let the guests drink at all. But but if you get one right, I will have order you a drink.
It's getting sober with getting dug with sober.
Here's the first title. And also I want to do this because of what day it is. The first title is Star Wars 3. Which would be episode...
What?
I mean, Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. Any guesses?
Wait, what?
What's not right? 3 is Spiff, Sliff, Sith.
Yeah, Star Wars Episode 3. Okay, I gotta get Adam.
Go.
I suck at this game so hard. Ewan McGregor.
No.
Fuck.
Let me give you another one. Star Wars 2, Attack of the Clones. No?
Well, what episode is it?
What time of day is it? That's a lot of specifics.
Do you want another one?
Yeah, give me like 3 more.
I'll give you all of this person's credits. Jumper.
Lamorne.
What is it?
Hayden Christensen?
Yes.
Yes.
He's got one of those names.
You win nothing.
Yeah. I know. I win this drink, motherfucker. We just spoke about this. I get a drink. Literally just said it. You just said, I get a drink.
That's true.
You can't take it back that fast.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking an old-fashioned.
Fizzy lifting drinks.
Old-fashioned. Bullet rye.
Whoa.
Oh.
I did not know we were going top shelf with this shit.
Yeah. Ain't nobody listening.
But Zanies, if you're listening, Lamorne would like whatever he just asked for. A bullet? What?
Bullet rye?
Bullet rye?
That is my...
Do they have that here?
I believe they do.
Oh, yeah.
I believe they would have it.
So please bring him one of those. I'd love another Tito's and soda. Anything else for the other guests?
Yeah, sure. Well, so that game was just a lie. There's no consequences. It's all bullshit.
Oh, okay, Oprah show. Okay. You get a drink, and you get a drink.
No, yeah. Good point.
No, they get.
You're right. Let's do another one. You only get a drink if you get something right.
Damn it.
But who's listening though? Who's actually? Because I just want to make sure what you've said to them is being confirmed.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah,
someone at home is not
them,
making
I said,
drink.
Bring him a can of Silver Bullet.
Riley.
From a dude named Riley.
Yeah, exactly.
Or since it's Star Wars Day, Colt 45.
Ooh, I'll take that if you got it. Yeah. Time to act my skin color.
I hope they have some Colt 45 product placement.
Did a Colt 45 commercial, I would buy the shit out of it. If y'all can't see a close-up of his eyes, he looks smooth as hell.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. I'd buy anything from you.
They changed it to, like, Colt 90. Like, it's twice as good.
Colt 750, like your Tums.
Did Lando double-cross us? No, he just went on a run for Colt 45. He went to get a case. He'll be right back if you just give him a minute.
It takes a while to pull it out of the carbonite. It's like...
All right, nerds, here we go. Final round. Doesn't mean anything except for you get a free drink that you'd get anyway just for asking. All you gotta do is ask. Train spotting.
Adam.
Adam.
I'm just going to stick with Ewan McGregor.
Yes, say that. Say that every time. You're going to be right eventually. It's like monkeys riding Shakespeare. And his other three movies, do you want to guess?
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Thank you.
There's got to be one of the Star Wars Episode One, The Phantom Menace.
Correct.
Woohoo. Fuck. And beyond that, no fucking idea. Now I'm going completely.
All right, we don't have time for this.
Yeah. Fish.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's what Star Wars 1, 2, 3.
Can we let Adam keep that point, though?
Huh? No. No, the drink will be enough. I'm going to lose, so I want a drink to get over it. Oh, can I get a Jack and Coke, please? None of this.
Wow. There's no reason to get all highfalutin with your drink order.
I bet your Jack and Coke doesn't have an orange peel in it. Fuck your Jack and Coke.
Can I get a Jack and Coke, but can you pour it into a Colt 45?
Are you good on a beverage, Tim?
I'd like one of those Two Brothers. And I'm talking about the drink, not, you know. Yeah. I think I saw one brother in the audience.
It's literally just us two.
I always make sure that the number of brothers matches between the audience and the stage.
Right there. Hey, y'all. Y'all feel safe? Y'all feeling okay? All right.
Oh, wow, that was fast. Oh, thank you.
Wow, yeah.
Thank you very much, Zanies.
Woohoo!
All right, so we're going to play one more game that's going to be for all the marbles. That was, you know, mostly for fun, but Tim gets to go first in this next one, which is a power position. We're going to play Last Man Stanton. Possibly a record number of tweeters contacting me with the perfect name. But then they often throw in things like, hasn't been in that many movies, but it's the perfect name. Nobody knows this person, but it's the perfect name. So yeah, I have my criteria, and I just have to pick somebody that sounds confident, but not too cocky.
Is one of them Topol? Because you've said both movies he was in.
That'd be messed up if somebody suggested Topol. So basically what's going to happen is I'm going to go to a pre-selected audience member. They're going to tell us an actor or actress, hopefully one with a lot of credits that everyone on this stage has actually heard of. That really helps the game a lot. And then we'll start with Tim, and then we'll go to Adam, Lamorne, then me. I like to play along. And we just take turns naming movies that person was in. Can't think of one, you're out. You make up a title, I will call you on it. And then if it turns out to be real, I don't care.
Don't forget the lifeline.
Yeah, and each of you, I should tell people this before the show because it would influence their name tag selection. So maybe I shouldn't, right? Yeah, okay. The ones that know will know, and the ones that don't. The person whose name tag you're holding, that's your lifeline. Oh. And you can go to them once for help. And then they will suggest a title, and then you have to decide if it's legit or not. But the audience usually cheers when they say one that's correct, so I don't know how to stop that from happening. There's only so much I can do. So where is Peggy B-Ball? She is several people. She's an entire basketball squad. She's five people strong. And where are you from, Peggy?
Lakeview?
Chicago? Okay. And what do you do?
I'm a bartender.
A bartender, okay.
Yeah.
There's some people here that are very excited to possibly meet a bartender. So if you don't mind,
when you ordered
hanging out.
When he ordered his drink, she was like, I knew it.
I knew that guy was a bullet, man. All right, Peggy, so you seem very confident in your tweet to me today, so whatever you say goes. Who should we use for Last Man Standing?
Ethan Hawke.
Ethan Hawke. Yikes. I mean, you know.
And starting with me?
Starts with Tim.
All right, Training Day?
Let her rip. You fucking cheater.
Black Hawk Down? Was he in that?
Why are you saying more than one movie?
Oh, sorry, sorry. Oh.
No. That's just what he says when he thinks he's fucked up.
Oh, shit. Black Hawk Down. Tim Black Hawk Barnes. He's got a situation.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. I'm sure the other contestants would love to hear more of your speculation. I don't even know if that was right. I don't even think it's right. So, Adam, what do you got?
Beyond Sunrise.
Uh-huh. Very good. Did Tim take the only time Ethan Hawke has appeared with a black person off the table?
Yes. Because as we sit, I'm fucking clueless. But I think I got one.
That's true, and he just did a movie about jazz.
What was that? What was that called? Sound it out.
I don't know what it was called, but he played Chet Baker, if that helps.
Yeah, nah. I think I got one.
Okay.
Wait, so I can get it wrong and then get a lifeline or just go?
No, you should go to your lifeline if you're shaky.
Listen, nah, man.
Because if you're out, you're out.
I go hard, bro.
Okay.
I go hard in the paint.
All right. Well.
And this one could be wrong.
Yeah.
Which I think it is wrong. So I'm going to go to my lifeline.
Because also, Lamorne, when you're hearing other titles, it springs things, you know, like you think of like if there's a potential, you know, so like go ahead and use your lifeline now and you still might be able to come up with something later.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You got nothing?
What do you got, Josh? Boyhood.
And that's good because I was going to say About a Boy.
Oh.
I swear to God. I was like, oh, About a Boy, that movie that was like took a long time to make and shit. But it was Boyhood. Thank you, my friend. You're one step closer to that Tyra Banks. Yes.
Boyhood. I'm going to go back a bit, maybe not to the very beginning of his career, but I'm going to go all the way back to Reality Bites. Tim.
I officially have to use my lifeline. Pat, you got anything?
Pat, come on, man. Don't fuck this up. What? Pat? What was that? You're phrasing your answer in the form of a question? I'm sure there's someone next to you who could just whisper something in your ear. He said Gattaca. Do you want to go with Gattaca?
I'm going to go with Gattaca.
Gattaca is correct.
Well, fuck.
All right, Adam.
Shit, I was so sure, and then you said Reality Bites, and that fucked me up.
You're so sure about what?
That he was in this other movie, but they're the same fucking movie. All movies in the 90s were the same. I'm going to use my lifeline.
All right,
which is the
Adam's
Prince Andy Revolution.
Andy,
I hope
Revolution.
That's your real
Where
name.
Where you at, Andy?
What?
He says Explorers.
Yeah.
Do you go with it?
Yes.
Yes. Explorers is correct. That's what I was trying to come up with when I said Reality Bites. I was trying to go deeper, and I couldn't do it. All right. Lamorne, has any of this discussion helped to...
It did.
...shake loose anything?
It did. I thought about Ethan and Denzel working together again. Magnificent. Seven.
You know what? I'm going to take it. Normally, I don't like movies that haven't come out yet.
Niggas got bootlegs, man. You got it already. Y'all got it already. Y'all know damn well y'all got Magnificent Seven.
Oh, I thought you were just saying Seven. I was like, that's so wrong.
Is that one of them? I can't. I know we're only on the first one, but I can't wait for Maleficent Seven. All right, let me pull out a little Ethan Hawke business here. I get these titles so fucking fucked up, but I think I'm going to say it right. Before Sunset? Yes!
Yeah, I couldn't remember those either.
Yeah, back to you, Tim.
I'm out. Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
You did a great job.
This isn't my answer, but I wish we could just refer to all those movies as like some time of day in France. You get the idea. Was he in fucking Singles?
No.
Fuck. That's the one. And you know, that's what I mean. Reality Bites, Singles. It's all white people moaning about shit while wearing plaid in the 90s. Like, it's the same fucking movie.
Somebody in the audience said a specific person they think you mistook him for.
Yeah.
But no, it's not that specific. It's just more like an idea that he should have been in Singles.
He should have been.
Lamorne, do you have another one?
Well, I figured because they both dropped out, I already won, right?
You will be the last man, Stanton. That's not me.
That's not you.
Yeah.
You're cheating.
So you could... I'm cheating.
You got that paper. You got that
How
paper.
How many movies from this list of Ethan Hawke films can you name? I'm going to play two.
Ethan Hawke. Ethan.
Yeah, but you got that right. You are the winner. You took it down.
Technically. And you took Training Day.
Yeah.
And I'm mad about that.
You took the black Ethan Hawke down.
I'm gonna go with I'm just not.
JFK is always a good guess.
Some shit I didn't see.
Lots of people are in JFK.
Hmm? Oh, he said it already. Yeah, JFK.
No, he's not in JFK.
No. I don't know.
That's okay. You win.
I win?
Yeah.
No, I'm going against you. I don't win.
What?
We're competing, I thought.
No, I'm not. But I'm not playing for anybody in the audience. So you...
I win?
You took it down.
I don't win shit, man.
I know, tonight you're not getting a participant ribbon. You are getting a winner, another drink?
Yeah. Drink.
And I just want to say, just as a plug for my a guy I know made a Western that's coming out in the fall called In a Valley of Violence, mm-hmm. that stars Ethan Hawke, and John Travolta is amazing in it, and it's out this fall. And what Ethan Hawke movies did we miss, you guys? Fuck! Dead fucking poets!
What? Lord of War. I want the gun of Rambo.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Chet Baker, remember that movie?
They know a lot of movies. Over, right?
Yeah, game's over.
Yeah, but it's a lot harder. We're sitting up here and you just...
No, they all have one that they have in their head that we didn't say, and then they yell it at us.
I know, but
that's how this works. Come back on Saturday, get up here and see how hard it is when you're trying to do it.
Man, no, it's not that it's I couldn't tough. Think. It's just that you mentally have in your head the vision of Ethan Hawke crying at you for 5 minutes. Because he cries in every movie. He cried in Training Day, which seems weird.
I want to go home.
But beyond sunrise, home, before sunset.
Hey, you want to go home? You're stepping on a Denzel over here.
After sunrise? Before sunrise?
Yeah. I was going to say.
I said before sunset. What's the third one?
After sunrise?
There's one called a quarter
just
to four.
Just one person raise your hand that knows the answer. Before midnight.
Ah. And then after midnight, we
I
can
didn't
shake
know midnight
tambourines.
Ever came into it. I thought
I think
it was
I
all
made
about
three
sun.
Before movies.
I think I called it Beyond Sunrise, which is nothing.
Oh yeah, they friends.
I thought the first one was called From Dusk Till Dawn.
Boyhood.
What?
Daybreakers.
Day rapers.
I
somebody
sworn
was yelling that over and over again over there. And I thought they were saying heartbreakers. I was like, he's not
no,
fucking in
heartbreakers.
No, when
he said daybreakers, I could have sworn he yelled date rapist. What?
Date
rapist. I just thought he was yelling
assault
date
on Precinct 13. Daybreakers.
There's a whole team of
first
them.
What is it? Yeah. Date rapers? What?
He said
Ethan Hawke in Date Rapers.
Oh my gosh. That's yeah. Amazing.
All right. White Fang, of course. We've got enough, you guys.
Date Rapers.
You prove that there are more Ethan Hawke movies.
Huh,
I'm going to hashtag this show, hashtag Date Rapers. And what's another good hashtag from tonight? I got it. Tyra Spanks.
I think you're getting Date Rapers confused with Ghost Dad.
Pass me your name tag there, Adam.
Yeah.
Terrible.
And tell me your promote yourself. What do you got to plug?
Oh shit. Hold on. here's that. I will be just AdamBurkeComedy.com. It's a list of all my shows. Go there. I can't think of one.
It says do not read and then is written so ineligibly.
it says cannot read. No, it says cannot write.
What does that say? It says Levi Strauss.
I think it says...
I
think
what that says, Andy.
I think it's right. I can read it.
I think it says date rapers.
My dad was a doctor.
What does that say?
Strauss.
Andy, what does it say? Who are you calling a shithead? What, well, he's going to fix it.
You can't remember?
Dave Strassman.
Wait, why couldn't you yell that out?
Give me the microphone.
Who the fuck is Dave Strassman?
He's a good friend of mine.
My best friend is a shithead. All right. Sorry, Adam. What were you promoting?
Oh, I'll be at the White Rabbit Cabaret in Indianapolis on May 19th.
Word? You gonna be there?
Yeah.
Nice,
yeah.
Man. Good shit.
What is this now? Is this a Periscope?
This isn't Doug
no, makes Snapchat.
Movies.
Snapping? You're snapping?
I'm Snapchatting.
So that's only in 10-second increments, right?
Yeah, I'm just talking to people.
Okay.
Send them a message. You know.
Sorry, dude.
May I promote y'all stuff? I'm just gonna record it. Send it to the world.
What do you, when is New Girl back? Is it on now?
It's on now. I think the finale is next week, maybe.
Okay.
I think, for this season. Coming back for a sixth season.
Right on.
Which is great. And also, Barbershop, The Next Cut, in theaters now.
Has New Girl had the same casting director, like, the whole time?
I think so.
It's still the same person?
Yeah, same person.
Because I read for three different parts on that show.
Did you really?
Yeah, and they were, and that the after the first and second one, I was like, man, they're really into me. They keep bringing me back to find me the right role, and then nothing. And that was like a couple seasons ago.
But why don't you just say
you have,
I wanna...
You have something you want to tell him, right? Like
this. I came on the show to let you know. That. Well, that's a simple fix. You what?
Yeah, I'm just saying, I'd love to do something on there.
Let me explain to you how this works. When I wanted to be on your show, what did I do? I tweeted you.
I don't think casting directors are open to tweets like that.
No, you tweet me, man. It's like, I want to be on your show. And I'd be like, cool, I'm just going to go talk to the creator. Fuck the casting process, man. You're Doug Benson, motherfucker. What are you talking about?
I just wanted to brag that I got three auditions for New Girl. I was pretty satisfied with that.
Not good enough, man. Just listen, we'll make it happen.
But you've had that happen in your life, right? Where they keep bringing you back, like they're trying to find you a part.
Yes.
And they usually do. This time they just gave up.
Yeah, I've auditioned for everything. I auditioned 15 times for New Girl. That lets you know
Holy
something.
Shit.
15 times, man.
Wow.
So you got your way to go. You got,
yeah, and I just want a line. I don't want to be Winston.
Was it on the 14th time you realized the guy wasn't the casting director of it? It was just, I was like, it was Indian.
Why I gotta keep coming to this van to read for you, man? Why doing the tie my shoes routine? I get it. Winston ties his shoes. His pants fall down. We get it.
He's got a big poster of you in the van.
Yes.
I understand that.
But I got the part. Wink, wink.
All right, so where is... who are you playing for, Tim, again?
I'm playing for Pat.
Yeah, where's Pat at?
What? That's this name tag, right?
Yeah. Oh, Lamorne won, that's right.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead and do your plug,
Tim. Did you get your black people mixed up?
I want to thank you guys for being hat and no hat. Yeah. I got to tell the listeners that applause was, a lot of that was just because the Morin was Snapchatting.
Can we just take a moment to appreciate how helpfully you said that? I'm sorry, sir. Did you get your black people mixed up?
It's a man who's used to talking to cops. So Josh wins all the prizes, right?
Yeah.
Because Lamorne won. So Josh, come on up here and get all this
Josh.
Shit.
Josh.
It's a lot to carry. I hope you're not flying out tonight.
Oh my God!
Don't forget those Tums.
That and that, and don't forget the big deal alert.
Oh, this stuff.
You just stepped on. You stepped on Prince's face.
You stepped on famous New Girl cast member Prince. You
stepped on Prince.
Roger.
It was more the guy that made it.
Damn.
Congrats.
Good stuff, man. Yeah.
Oh, wow, I got a hug and everything.
Back, man. No, keep the cards. Take them fast before I change my mind.
Yeah.
Bye, Josh. Bye.
All of these dudes are on Twitter under their actual names, their given names, Lamorne Morris, Adam Burke,
ATP
Tim Barnes. Oh, it's A.T. Burke?
A.T.P. Yeah. Burke.
Yeah, A.T.P. Burke?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, we've been through this before.
Yeah. Sorry.
And I'm Tim Barnes.
I hate when that happens.
I'm Tim Barnes, 451.
No.
Yeah.
Why 451?
It's the temperature at which jokes bomb.
Those sound like hot jokes to me. Extra hot. What do you got to plug, Tim?
I just want to say I have a podcast called It's All True, and I'm moving to New York in July.
You're moving.
Wait, wait.
What are you
supposed to be happy
for
him?
Well, I'm plugging the fact that I have...
You need movers?
No. I have a GoFundMe to help purchase my first cup of coffee. I'm asking for $3,000. My first New York cup of coffee. It's gofundme.com/nycoffeeforTim. If you want to push in.
What are some of the perks for people that contribute a lot of money? Like they get to have your second cup of coffee? Like they get to join you?
I will send you a digitally signed picture of me drinking my first cup of coffee.
That sounds terrific.
Holy shit.
Want that? Someone's going to give you that money. Yeah, I feel like someone's going to be like, this is hilarious. And then they're going to give you $3,000.
You're going to get $3,000 before Doug gets on New Girl.
Everybody got their plugs in?
Yeah, I think so.
Nice. I'll be at Douglas Movies is coming to Boston at the Wilbur Theater on May 28th, and that's getting close-ish to being sold out. You guys boo anything that happens in another city. But for you guys that listen to Douglas Movies, which at least half of you do, the other half might be spouses. That's the exciting thing is if he's in New York, I do the shows there more often, and Tim can be a guest there.
Yeah.
We can sit and listen to it and be all proud. He's one of us. That kind of shit. Even though you probably live out here in the suburbs anyway. One more time for all of my guests, Tim Barnes, Adam Burke, and Lamorne Morris. As always, David Strassman is a shithead.
Well, you're looking at Pat's. That's from Pat.
That's okay.
Okay. All
right. I said the one that I memorized from earlier. Oh, yeah. I got this, Tim. Fucking go to New York already.
He doesn't have to read for his own show. Could you give me that a little quicker?
And everyone in every airport ever is a shithead.
Once again, this Mother's Day, send Mom the best flowers of her life from Buchs.com. Blooms are larger, colors more vibrant. Prices start at just $40. No upcharges, no extra fees. Even delivery is absolutely free when you register with the Buchs. Save 20% at Buchs.com, Buchs.com, with the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, Doug.
It's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves